Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His season from a year ago last night, I was reminded how remarkable his campaign was. I completely slept on how amazing and historically brilliant his age 39 season was, Danny.
He was great.
Do you know what his touchdown interception totals were last year?
Not off the top of my head. I will guess, though. I want to say it was something like 38 and 7.
28 touchdowns, because he only played 12 games.
Oh, that's right, the suspension.
Yeah. Two interceptions.
Two.
He threw two picks.
Two.
He threw 432 passes last year. Two of them were intercepted with 28 touchdowns. Didn't lose a fumble, by the way. So he turned the ball over twice. 3,554 passing yards. So about 3,500 again in three quarters of a year. So divide that by 12. You get an average of about 297 a game. Multiply that by 16, he would have thrown for 4,700 yards.
He's good.
28 divided by 12 gives you his average touchdowns per game, about 2.25. Multiply that by 16, he would have thrown 37 touchdown passes with less than 5 interceptions.
I forgot about the suspension. By the way, I can't believe I forgot about that.
A ridiculous year. In his 17th season as a 39-year-old, he's not getting worse. I think that's what's weird, scary for everyone else. Amazing, impressive, brilliant. If you want to heap praise on him, he's not slowing down. And Pete Prisco, who has a lot of hot takes, and he is a guy that I find to be good at his job and also very annoying at times because he has so many hot takes.
It's like when you watch a movie and you're like, God, I hate that guy. Well, it means he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like the actor's winning, not because he's bad at acting, but because this is what he does. Yeah.
He had a great tweet today. He said, 40 is the new 30 for NFL quarterbacks. Drew Brees is 38. Carson Palmer is 37. Eli Manning, 35. Roethlisberger, Rivers, all 35 or older. And we're talking about some of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Dude, Rodgers is going to be 34.
Doesn't it seem
like he's way younger than that?
Now, Rodgers, because of what we're talking about here, has several years left, obviously, as you would think would guys like Philip Rivers. But remember, he supposedly is starting to think about the end of his career.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger contemplated seriously, according to Steelers reporters, retirement this offseason. Eli Manning's future is somewhat up in the air over the next few years. The Giants are starting to plan for life without him. Carson Palmer, some people are speculating, is going into his last season in Arizona. Brees, a lot of people feel like could be done in New Orleans after this year, depending on what happens. So there's going to be major turnover at the quarterback position. But 40 is definitely the new 30. These guys, I think it's because of how they take care of their body. And Brady's a robot sent from another planet. He's an alien. He's different. But like this guy has a diet where he doesn't eat anything bad. He's got a workout regimen, like an actor almost, who just pays for six people around them to keep them in the best shape of their life. I think that's how you do it. But if you can still play well at 42, and there's no reason right now to believe Tom Brady can't, I wonder where we're headed with this at quarterback, because the rules now say don't hit this guy. Don't hit him low.
That, I think, is the bigger deal.
Don't hit him around the knees. Don't hit him below the belt. Don't hit him in the helmet. So if you hit him, do it carefully and kind of lay him on the ground easily. Quarterbacks are playing longer than they ever
have. Yeah, ask him if you can hit him, and if he says no, then you can't physically contact him, and then you know you wait for and hope for an incomplete pass. It's really the Tom Brady rule, by the way, because what happened when his knee was blown out by the Kansas City Chiefs in whatever week that was.
Week one,
that changed everything. So they're now like, yeah, you can't hit him low either. No high, no low, just kind of in the middle. Again, you have to ask if you can engage in physical contact on their person. I think that's the bigger deal. So Tom Brady not eating things that are bad, and even then not eating things that no one else considers bad, but he considers bad because of like this weird like holistic inflammation thing that may or may not exist. Who knows? But it is remarkable. I mean, there have been guys that played into their 40s, like Vinny Testaverde, and like Steve DeBerg was 127 years old when he retired, but not like this.
Do you know how old Vinny Testaverde was when he last started in Carolina?
I want to say he was 44 years old.
He was 44 years old. He was 44. and starting games in the NFL.
He was like the McRib, where they're like, we just can't decide what to do for a promotion. Let's just bring back the Testaverde.
I remember as a kid watching that. It was 2007, so it wasn't like I was young, but I mean, I was a teenager. I was at that time 18 or 19. And I didn't think 44 it was that big of a deal. Like, as I've gotten older now and I'm almost 30, 44, playing in the NFL, like, your body has to feel terrible.
Think about the junkies. That's how old they are. They're in that kind of age range. Right. You imagine, like, Eric's like, I can't lift my right arm over
and
my head.
During a break, you see, like, Jason stretching out his back, JP doing rehab on his knee, Bickle hobbling all over the place, and Vinny Testaverde just trotting out there to throw passes to Santana Moss with the Jets.
Hey, Cakes is out next week. Where is he? He's going to play for the Carolina Panthers. Like, come on, bro.
That is hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how staggering that is. And people need to, like, give that more credit.
Right.
I didn't appreciate it either as someone in my 20s at that point. That was remarkable.
So you would say that the majority of why quarterbacks are playing longer.
I think it's that.
Is because of the ability to keep them healthier.
Yeah.
And they're not getting beat up by defenders like they used to.
Because remember, the paradigm was you've got to invest in a backup quarterback because your guy's going to go down. Guys play 16 games way more, or 15, 16 games way more routinely than they have in the past.
And injuries happen. I mean, look, there's still fluky things. Brady missed a season. Derek Carr last year broke his ankle or foot or whatever that was, missed the postseason. So those types of things are unavoidable. But I do think the risk has gone away, and the league has gotten smart. Quarterbacks sell the most jerseys. People go to see the passers. Chicks dig the long ball, and football fans dig the quarterback. So the league wised up on that. Remember back in the day, though, you used to be able to just harass, beat up, and assault passers.
Oh, yeah. Step and a dive, man. It was like the ball comes out 1-1000, 2-1000, helmet to the chest.
You were like four shivering guys as they're throwing in the ribs. You were basically clotheslining them like a WWE ring to the ground by the helmet. I mean, there was times where you could grab them by their face mask and sling them around, and you may or may not be called for a penalty. So I definitely think that's a factor. But science advancing, us knowing as much as we do about the body, the amount of money invested in these players means that the teams care so much more for them. Tom Brady gets an amount of treatment that quarterbacks 30 years ago could never get.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that all adds up. But what it means to me is, we need to recalibrate how we think about the position. It's not that at 32 you can't give a guy another contract. I do genuinely believe with these elite passers, 36, 37, 38, also the ball comes out quicker. You know, now the passing game has changed so much without as much man and bump and press coverage. Whereas think about Eli Manning as an example. He'll throw the ball 42 times in a game against the Redskins. They may hit him three or four a lot of the times because it's just 5-yard pass. They're dinking and dunking down the field. How many teams do you see do that? The Redskins do it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's quick out. Quick hitch, middle of the field read. It's boom, 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 boom.
The days of drop back, pat the football, let route combinations develop, you know, 5-6 seconds, that's dead almost. I mean, seriously, that's almost gone. I mean, think about it. Go watch, like, when NFL Network airs, like, one of the old Super Bowls. Go back and watch, like, Doug Williams drop straight back, look around, pat the football, and then throw a dime, you know, 30 yards downfield to Ricky Sanders. That didn't happen anymore.
Where's Ricky Sanders?
Where's Ricky Sanders? It's just, it's dead, that sort of style. And that innovation of Eric Coryell going down the field, the play action, everything else, people still take shots, obviously, but everyone knows where their bread's buttered. It's athletes winning quickly at the line of scrimmage, ball comes out. I mean, think of the West Coast offense. Basically, Bill Walsh figured it out early on where he's like, well, my quarterback's going to get destroyed if I take too much time. I need the ball to come out quickly. So let me just gear towards that. And then, of course, they became great at it.
Use the field's width and prioritize space. And that's what teams are doing now. Just sling the ball out there and let the athletes make the play. Let's multitask next. Phone lines are wide open, 800-636-1067. A few different things, and we'll give you answers to these as well. Number one, why are quarterbacks lasting longer now? Why do you think 40 is the new 30 at the QB position? Number two, how much football does Brady have left? Which you and I didn't get into, but we could do that next. How long can he play at this special level of being one of the great passers ever? Because he's not going to, like, slowly walk downstairs. He'll run into a wall at some point, and he's just not going to be able to do it.
And that'll be it.
When is that happening? And then the last thing is, your favorite memory of someone who was really old performing at a really high level in sports. We'll take those calls, 800-636-1067, on Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.